Eleanor Lipman is the author of several novels, including The Dearly Departed and The Ladies' Man. She's also the author of a number of blurbs for her fellow authors' books. And Lipman recently wrote an essay about the fine art of blurbing. The essay appeared in a recent issue of The New York Times. Lipman says that the number of blurb requests she gets varies.
When I wrote the essay, I had been getting one a day for about a 2-week spate. They're a little bit seasonal, timed a certain number of months before the publication of the book. Every day, I felt as if I were wrestling with this moral dilemma, you know, should I or shouldn't I, and particularly what number of blurbs per year is seemly or unseemly. And I had started to refer to myself, you know, when I was writing back to the editors saying, I'd love to, but I really can't. I was starting to use words like promiscuous blurber and blurb slut and things like that. So I thought it might be time to sort of put my thoughts on paper.
Yeah. Now, in some ways, I should think that this is kind of a nice experience to have. I mean, it is, isn't it? Nice to be asked.
You know, it is. It is. And I was so thrilled the first time I was asked. And I had always felt that that was some measure of some success. And I was asked after, I think it might have been my paperback publication of my first book. And I wrote this in the essay, that I took it very seriously, this first submission, asking for my blurb, and I hated the book and still thought it was a moral dilemma. I was so flattered to be asked, and it was by my own editor, which is what happens. You get asked by your own agent, your own editor, your friend of a friend, a book that is dedicated to a friend of yours. All kinds of things like that. So I had to develop a policy, which is only blurb a book that you love.
Well, I mean, that certainly makes sense. And from the purchaser's point of view, I'm glad to hear that you at least feel that you can't put a blurb on a book that you didn't care about.
Well, you know, I feel that way, but I think readers are skeptical because people are always commenting, I saw your name on a book. Did you really like it, or were you just being nice? And so I think that that implies that they don't necessarily expect that these endorsements are truthful.
What's your experience of it? You've obviously sent your books out, or your editor has, to have blurbs written for them. Do you remember the first time you did that?
Oh, yes, I do, vividly, vividly. My editor, it was a short story collection, and it was, which is all, you know, it's sort of a bad way to start anyway. And my editor picked, without telling me who they were, she picked about, I think, 6 people. And the first thing that she got back was this rude postcard. I mean, who asked? This woman wrote back. And my editor must have made some assertion about, I might have reminded this famous author of Dorothy Parker. Because she wrote back this rude sentence, which was just, if I wanted to read Dorothy Parker, I'd read Dorothy Parker. And that's all she said. And I was, you know, I was paralyzed. And my editor said, oh, nothing to worry about. But of course, I was worried, very worried and hurt. And so when a few nice replies came back, I wrote back to those authors and said that I will always be grateful. I will never forget your kindness, and I will always be grateful.
I remember reading in your article that you actually lost a friend by not writing a blurb in one case, didn't you?
I did, and probably more than one. I thought that it would just sort of slip below his radar screen. My editor said, never blurb a book unless you really love it. And I didn't love this one, and I thought it had some serious flaws. And when I expressed my concern that this was a fairly prominent author and had actually done me some favors, then she cut me off and said, never blurb a book unless you love it. And then she said, and he won't notice anyway, because I'm sure his editor sent it out to dozens of people. But that was it. That was the end of the friendship.
So he did notice.
He did notice.
You said you get a lot of requests for blurbs now. You'll get as many as a book a day. How do you decide which one you're going to do?
Well, I always read the cover letter. And it's embarrassing to admit, but when you get something that is absolutely feels and sounds and smells like a form letter, that you got the same letter as the other 20 authors that this was sent to, then it's not, it's sort of a disincentive. It's very much a disincentive. Whereas, you know, I like the sort of the groveling and the flattering and the one that tells me that this, I'm the favorite author of this I'm the favorite author of this new novelist, and she will turn cartwheels when she gets my blurb. And I don't know whether it's true, but it does make me slightly more kindly disposed, I would say, to opening the book.
Do you know whether any of them ever have done cartwheels once they've read your blurb?
Not that I've memorized all these reactions, but I was told by an editor that she turned a cartwheel. And I particularly liked it because this was in the offices of Alfred A. Knopf that she turned this cartwheel, that when she received my blurb. And I had specifically started, she had received a blurb from me for an earlier book. Actually, I can tell you what it was. It was Memoirs of a Geisha. And this is very early. And I just raved about it. I said it was a masterpiece. And they put it on the first edition. But then when the book hit the big time, they dropped my quote. So she sent me another book months later, and I couldn't help it. I loved the book. So I said, why would I write another blurb where, you know, if I now would be translated into Finnish and Latvian and 300 other languages if I had stayed on the back of Memoirs of a Geisha. However, I loved this book, and then I wrote my little endorsement, and she called me, and she said that she had turned a cartwheel. So as I said, I'm very susceptible to flattery.
You have to take these small joys where you can get them, don't you?
It's true.
But how do you decide, how long does it take you to decide? How long does it take you to decide whether a book is good and worthy of a blurb?
You know, I actually have this little formula. I found that I'd start a book and I would start feeling this sort of sensation of I couldn't wait for the next person to read it, whether it was a friend or an associate, another novelist, or I would tell my paperback editor about this. Maybe it hadn't been sold for paperback. And when I started getting those urges and my antennae were quivering, I realized that I had to have that happen in order for me to write a blurb, because if I couldn't recommend it to a friend, then I certainly couldn't put my name on the back of the book as what they thought was some inducement to have someone buy it. So I really wait for that impulse, and sometimes it happens right away. I recently blurbed a book. There was a slow down after September 11th, and I didn't get any books for about a month. And the first book I got was a book called The Monk Downstairs by Tim Farrington. And I knew within a page, maybe a page and a half, that I would love this book and I would blurb it and that I would be sending it off to my friends and buying copies.
Eleanor Lippman is an author of novels, short stories, and blurbs.